AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Wild weekend for millions of Americans as tornadoes swept through several states. The Storm Prediction Center meteorologist Roger Edwards on this series of storms that rolled across the nation.
One of those severe storms produced a tornado in Van Zandt County that hit a town called Van. And what we know so far is that there was some damage to homes reported in Van. Obviously, it was an intense situation with the severe weather forecast across that area.
26 people taken to hospitals in Van, Texas. Another suspected tornado smashed through the Denton, Texas area, ripping roofs off buildings and damaging trees. This is about 40 miles northwest of Dallas. Tornadoes suspected in Iowa and South Dakota, too. And while all this was going on, the Black Hills of South Dakota got 18 inches of snow. There'll be a memorial service today in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, for two police officers killed in a traffic stop gone wrong, according to authorities. Benjamin Dean was one of those officers. His old high school friend Erica Owens knows the pain the family is feeling. Her mother was a Hattiesburg police officer killed in the line of duty 30 years ago.
You wouldn't wish this on your worst enemy, because especially for these kids, you know, these kids are growing up without their daddy, and they're going to be told their entire lives their daddy died a hero, but that's not going to bring their daddy back.
Officer Benjamin Dean leaves a wife and two young children. The other officer, LaCourie Tate, was just 25 years old and had been on the force for only about a year. Cuban President Raul Castro visited Pope Francis at the Vatican yesterday. He thanked Francis for helping to bring Cuba and the U.S. closer together. He said he was so impressed by Francis, he's thinking about returning to the Catholic Church. This is AP Radio News. A new type of blood test is starting to transform cancer treatment. Our Sandy Kozel has this story.
Liquid biopsies are sparing some patients the surgical and needle biopsies long needed to guide their care. They capture cancer cells or DNA that tumors shed into the blood instead of taking tissue from the tumor itself. Cancer patient Carol Linderman.
They can look at those bar graphs and say, okay, we can prescribe this and this, and it should starve the cancer.
Oncologist Massimo Cristofanilli says liquid biopsies can help doctors figure out the best cancer treatments more quickly.
Having a real-time assessment, a very simple blood test, would be ideal for being successful in the treatment of these patients.
I'm Sandy Kozel.
We've learned that four of those driverless cars being tested on the roads in California have gotten into accidents, though we're told only two of them were driving themselves. Humans were driving the other two. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.